We're visiting now with Glenn Hammer on the KRLD News line from the Texas Association of Business, the president and CEO. Always good to talk to you, Glenn. Really appreciate it.
Likewise. Great to be on.
Absolutely. So there is going to, at some point, it looks like, be a lot of extra money spent in Washington, D.C. on some sort of infrastructure plan. We'll see exactly how much that ends up being and when that gets pushed through. But as part of that, we're anticipating some big tax increases to pay for it all. You guys did a study, a look at the potential impacts from a tax increase. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what drove you to look into this and what did you guys find?
Sure, John. And I just want to just make clear, there's really two packages moving through. One is a $1.2 trillion real infrastructure bill, meaning infrastructure for things like roads and broadband, things that normal people consider infrastructure. That has the support of a lot of chambers across the United States. There's another package that has been billed as human infrastructure. It's not human infrastructure. It's basically a smorgasbord of new entitlements that is in a $3.5 trillion package. And that package includes these pay-fors that increase all sorts of taxes, probably 18 different taxes. So what we did is we commissioned a study on just one piece of that, basically. And that's the piece that would more than double the taxes on Texas-based U.S. companies that have international operations. And what we found, just that one provision would cost Texas over 107,000 jobs. And that's just unacceptable.
What are Texas businesses trying to do and those in your organization trying to do to hammer home what you feel like would be the impact of some of these bigger spending bills?
We have to kill the $3.5 trillion package, period. Because in addition to just all of these tax increases, it takes direct aim at the energy industry in Texas. And think about that for a second. Prices at the pump are going up. There's a worldwide shortage now of energy. You have a president that's begging OPEC to pump more. Well, we don't have to beg OPEC and adversaries within OPEC or Russia to pump more. Texas is the natural gas and oil capital of the country. We need to be producing more domestic energy. And the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package creates all sorts of new taxes. Now, I don't believe that that those will stick, in large part because of the work of Senator Manchin from West Virginia, who is a voice of reason on the energy provisions. And I also have a cause for optimism that the corporate tax increases, such as dramatically increasing international taxation and raising our corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%, higher than China's, which is 25%, won't come to pass because of the common sense insistence from the senior senator of Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema, that we not have tax increases in there that will erode U.S. competitiveness.
As far as the counter argument to it, where are these jobs going to come from if tax increases are a casualty of a big spending bill?
Well, to me, we have greater credibility than any other state or entity. And this is why. Texas is the center of the free market system for the free world. We have the most functional economy in the world. We're the only state in the country that gained two congressional seats. So people and businesses are moving to the state of Texas. So I think we should have a seat at the table, a big seat at the table, when it comes to provisions that would dramatically change our federal tax code. And I just want to give great credit to a great Texan, Kevin Brady. When he was chair of the powerful House and Ways Committee, he authored and shepherded through a tax relief measure that has made the U.S. once again the envy of the world when it comes to tax policy. Remember not too long ago, the word inversion of the U.S. companies fleeing the United States to go abroad. There hasn't been a single inversion in the United States of America since the package sponsored by Kevin Brady made its way through the United States Congress in 2017.
Understood. Anything else you want to add about this or about how, you know, just citizens that might be concerned about this can get involved?
Yeah, we would urge citizens who care about this. We've identified seven Democrats in Texas, and we've got information on our website, www.texbiz.org. We've identified seven Texas Democrats that alone can stop this legislation from moving in the House of Representatives. And again, when you think about the stakes for our economy, we're coming out of a difficult time, largely as a result of the pandemic. The last thing in the world we need are a bunch of tax increases that would destroy our competitiveness. So they need to go back to the drawing board. If there's some programs there that are worthy of consideration, okay, those should be considered. But the pay-fors need to be designed in a way that do not harm our country's economy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.